Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media, the king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Arki Chankute back on the show. Arki has been a great member of our Brain Trust now for 19 years. He's the founder of the Learning Center. LearningCenter.net is the website. He's the author of Built on Trust and just an amazing book that is my trust book. He's my trust mentor, and he's taught us so much about this over the years, and he's here to talk to us about this topic, which has never been more timely since we've known each other. Arki, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jim. Very kind. Thank you very much.
It's good to have you back. So Arki, as I said earlier, there's never been a time when our conversation about trust is more timely. What do you think?
I agree with that. I agree that it's time. I'm hoping this can be a turning point. We must unite. That does not mean agree, but we must unite in trust, because that is the way we not only survive, but that we thrive when we are united. So trust is the way, I think, to do that. Now, trust means, you know, reliability, a sense of reliability, emotional. You have confidence, but it's also a track record. So it's very, very important that we understand that we can disagree, but we can still trust the reliability, the truthfulness of each other. That's something that you and I can do, that you and I, meaning all of us, all of the listeners, can do. We can reach out to people who we know disagree with us, or we don't know. But at the same time, establish that bond of trust to end the vitriol in them versus us.
Well, that's boy, howdy, you started, folks. Arki told us he used the term "them versus us" with us almost 20 years ago, and we've talked about it ever since. And for some reason, we seem to have gotten worse about them versus us than ever before. One of the things that troubles me, Arki, is people are allowed to say things that everyone knows. The research shows, the facts show, the later reporting, the later research, the later discovery shows that what was just said, or what has been said, or what is about to be said, just isn't true. And notice I didn't say whose mouth that was coming out of, but it just isn't true, and nobody calls them on it. Nobody says, wait a minute, we can't have a trusting relationship if you keep saying things that are not true, they're just not accurate. I mean, am I being argumentative by pointing things like that out? Say, folks, we have to, now, okay, if you're mistaken, if you said something you believe that just isn't right and you didn't know it, okay, fine, but we got to get that out on the table, don't we?
Yes, we must differentiate between belief and fact. Belief is something that we hold as true with a strong emotional investment, but without really factual proof.
Someone once said, I'm frequently wrong, but never in doubt.
Well, see, there you go. That's perfect. So you have to distinguish that. It's very important that we do that ourselves. When we're in discussions with other people, it's very important. Here's what I recommend: when you know you're going to sit down with somebody who may disagree, remember there's something that you want to contribute here, and there's also something that the other person or the other group wants to contribute. It starts with that. It does not start with, you know, hate or vitriol or anything like that. But it starts with, maybe long ago, maybe since changed, you know, several times, but there is that intention to give, to help, mm-hmm. someplace, even though it may have turned to something that is almost unrecognizable. That's important to recognize that. And then it's also important to recognize there's something that you want. You have a goal there, and it's important to recognize you've tried to solve it. Maybe you went to a manager and tried to get it done, or maybe you talked to others. And so you get frustrated, and that's that frustration. That frustration is very valuable, very important.
Mm-hmm.
But depending on how you use the frustration, if you use the frustration to commiserate, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't talk to others about it.
Right.
But if that discussion is a commiseration, you're trying to get the person to agree how bad it is. You know, what a terrible grievance it is, and so forth. That's the beginning of them versus us.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk about more about this after the break. Folks, we need these kinds of discussions, and we need to start with the facts before we go forward. Quick break, 22.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.